Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Yud Gimel. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on the last line of page 252. We are up to the Ramah. Before we begin the Ramah, let's just summarize what the Mechaber told us in the beginning of the Siman. And that is, on any fruit or other foods besides for bread and wine, so if you have a group of people eating, or more than one person, if one person wants to make the bracha to be motzi everyone, so they have to be sitting together, even though when it comes to bread and wine, they actually have to do a seba, which is a stronger kvias. By other foods, you have to do yeshiva, that's enough. And then we said nowadays that we don't have a seba, we really just have yeshiva. Our yeshiva is like their haseba, then everything is the same. No matter what you are eating, including bread and wine, if you are sitting together, one can be motzi the others. And if you are not sitting together, so then even by other foods, one cannot be motzi the others in the bracha. Everyone would have to make their own bracha. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, Dubilchol hadvarim chutz mipas v'yayin. When it comes to all things besides for bread and wine, lo mahani asiba, it does not help to be leaning, v'hu adin yeshiva ledidon, and so too our sitting. So the Ramah brings a yesh omrim that argues with the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that other foods are more lenient than pas v'yayin, and all you need to do is to be sitting together to be able to be motzi others. And the Ramah is bringing a yesh omrim that says, when it comes to other things, it's more mahani. Haseba doesn't help, our yeshiva doesn't help, and one is not able to pata the others. Only by pas and yayin, when they are sitting together nowadays, or behaseba in the olden days, then they could pata each other. The Ramah then says, V'lochei nogu achsho beperos, shekol echa mevarach la'atzmo. Therefore, because when it comes to these other foods besides bread and wine, you can't be motzi others, even if you're sitting or leaning together, therefore, says the Ramah, the minhag is nowadays, that when it comes to fruit, that each person makes his own bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud Aleph Yesh Omrim de Bechol, Koi Areish Asif. This Ramah is coming to argue on the beginning of the Sif, a bracha Rishona, like we discussed in the beginning of the Sif about bracha Rishona. The time and the reason is, the dafka pas v'yayin de chashivi. Dafka when it comes to bread and wine, which is chashiv, mahani hasibu o yeshivu ledidon. That's when it helps to be leaning together or to be sitting together the way that we do it. Masha'enkein b'sharei dvarim. Which is not the case by other foods, the lo chashivi, which are not chashiv, tzorech kol echa levarech le'atzmo. Then each person must make their own bracha. V'imbo peros tocha suda. Let's say you're in the middle of a suda, and by a suda we know one person can be motzi the others when it comes to bread. So fruit come in the middle of the suda, where you require a bracha. So there the Mishnah Berurah says, echad mevarach l'kulam. By that case of fruit, one can make the bracha for everyone. D'migo d'mahani hasiba l'pas, mahani nami l'shari dvarim. Since the haseba, the leaning, was matir, one person to make the bracha on the bread to be motzi everyone, so it helps also for the other things that come during the suda that require a bracha, that one person in that case can make a bracha and be motzi the others. Continues in the Shabur of Aitir and Sifkot in Yodbeis, Beperos. So he said, therefore, the Ramah told us the minhag is nowadays that when it comes to fruit, everyone makes their own bracha. Says the Mishabura, v'hu adin b'shari dvarim. It's not limited to fruit, but who adin other foods as well. Everyone makes their own bracha. U'le'inyon sheikhar u'meidvash akarin med. When it comes to beer or meidvash, ayin ba'olaz tomid v'taz u'magin avram, that they have a machlokas. V'ha'idna nowadays nohagim shegam bazek kol echa mevarach la'atzmo. But the Prima Gadam says that nowadays the minhag is that even when it comes to sheikhar and meidvash, everyone makes their own bracha. U'le'inyon yayin. When it comes to wine, Mashma me Ramah, it's clearly Masha from the Ramah, V'chein mavur me Dachei Moshe, and it's also clarified that way in the Ramah's other sefer, the Dachei Moshe, D'gam ledidon mahani hasibo yeshiva. When it comes to wine, it helps for us to be leaning or to be sitting together for one to be motzi the others. Aval kama achronim helu, but some achronim bring up the af b'yayin, that even when it comes to wine, tov shivara kol echa la'atzmo, it is best that each person makes his own bracha. Why is that? Mishum duha idna ein ha'olam regilim lekboa atzman al yayin. Since nowadays the world is not rugged to be koveya themselves on yayin enough that one person should be able to make the bracha for the others. Ube'emes ledina talui zeb minhag ha'makomos. And says the Chafetz Chaim, in truth, this halacha really is dependent on the minhag of the places. De'bemakum shematzui har b'yayin, in a place where there's a lot of wine found, uregilim lekboa alav, and it's normal to be koveya on it, bevadai mahani hasibo o yeshiva lahotzi Echad Es Chavero, then for sure it would help to be leaning or sitting together for one person to be Motzi as friends. So it really depends on the situation. It appears, says the Chafetz Chaim, that nowadays the minhag has evolved in most places that no one is being motzi as friend at all in any kind of achila. Af shuhu neged hadin, even though this is really neged the din. Why is it neged the din? The Shaar Tzion says the minhadin yesh hidur mitzvah bezeh, because minhadin, like we learned earlier in the Mishabura and Sivkot and Gimel, in this very simon, that there's really hidur mitzvah berovam hadras melech, for more people to be involved in one bracha, and therefore when you can, when halacha allows it, one should be motzi others. So the minyak has evolved, says the Chavetz Chaim, in most places, that one is not being motzi as friends. So even though it's neged adin, v'efshir mishum she'en akol b'kiyin lehiskavin lotzeis ulehutzi. It could be the reason why that's how it's evolved, is because not everyone is experts at having the proper kavanah to be yotzei, and to have the proper kavanah to be motzi. U'kein zeh mora b'chay odom klal hei, and similar to that, the Chay Odom teaches us in klal hei. Sivkotin Yud Gimel Shekol Echad Mevarech L'Atzmo. So we said the minhag is by peiros and hoadin, other foods, that everyone makes their own bracha. V'davka lechadchila, the Mishabur reminds us of what he told us in the beginning of the sif as well. This whole din is specifically a lechadchila dekadin. Ava b'diyevid in beirach v'kivin lehotzi chaveiro. If b'diyevid, one person made the bracha, they had kavanah to be motzi his friend. V'ashomeh niskavin lotzeis, and the friend had kavanah to be yotzei with his listening. So af b'lo hasiba v'yeshiva klal nami yotza. Even if there's no sitting and there's no leaning, b'diyevid, you would be yotzei. So the Mishabur just reminds us at the end of the sif, this whole discussion, the mechaber, the ramah, whether it comes to other foods, bread or wine, whatever it is, any time that we require that you're leaning and sitting, or that you should make your own bracha, all of that is a din l'chadchila. B'di'evit, one person makes the bracha for others, even if there's no yeshiva, there's no eseba, b'di'evit, it would work. Continues the mechaber vayter and sifbeis, the top line on page Kuf Chav Zayin. Ein ha-mevarach motzi acherim, one person who is making the bracha cannot be motzi others. Elu im kein yochal v'yishta imahim, unless he is eating and drinking together with them. V'oz yotzim b'shmi'asan, then they're yotze with their listening, shemechavnim elov, that they're mechavin for what they hear. Afilu l'yanu amen, eat if they don't answer amen. So the mechaber says that if one wants to be motzi others in an achila, he has to be taking part in the achila or the shtia. Then they could be yotze with their listening by being mechavin, even if there's no answering of amen. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Yadalad, motzi acherim, a mevarach cannot be motzi acherim unless he ate and drank. That is bebirchas hanenin. That's talking about a bracha on food, a bracha of hana, tidavka bebirchas hamitzvah. Because specifically when it comes to brachos on a mitzvah, shekol yisrael areivim zeh bazeh, there we say everyone in klal yisrael is a guarantor for his friend. Uke shechaveiro eno yotze yedei hamitzvah, and if one's friend has not been yotze his mitzvah yet, ki'ilu hu lo yotze, it's as if you were not yotze, lochein yochol levarich, afilu mi she'enu chai bebracha zu. Therefore you can make the bracha on the mitzvah that you're not chayiv in right now. Let's say you already yotzei the mitzvah, you can make the bracha for someone else, because we sell kol yisrael areivim zeh bazeh. That's specifically when it comes to a birchas hamitzvah. Ma she'en kein bebirchas hanenin, which is not the case of a birchas hanenin, there's no mitzvah to be eating that food that you're choosing to eat. She'eno chov hamutol olav kishar mitzvos, that's not a chiyuv that's placed upon you like other mitzvos. De lo lisani v'lo livrich, don't get the hanan, you won't need the bracha. When it's a mitzvah, so you have to do the mitzvah. So mainly you have to do the bracha. So then we say, afal b'shiyotza motzi. But a person who's just eating an apple, it's a voluntary achila, and he wants someone to make the bracha for him, we say he's not allowed, because you don't need that hana. Don't get the hana, you won't need the bracha, and therefore your friend cannot make the bracha for you if he's not also participating in the apple. V'afilum einam yodim ba'atzman levarich. This is even if the one who is eating doesn't know himself how to make a bracha. V'zeh ha'sif shayach bein lebracha rishona bein lebracha achrona. And what we're saying in this sif, says the Mishabura, applies both to bracha rishona and bracha achrona, that if it's a voluntary achila, and the person who is making the bracha did not partake in the achila, he cannot make the bracha. V'ayin le'el b'simen kuf samach zayin sif yotes. Look what we said earlier about this in simen kuf samach zayin. Sivkotan tezvav v'oz yotze mishmiyosan. So if the person who is making the bracha also took part in the food, then he can be motzi the others who are listening. They can be yotze with their shmiya, that they're being mechaven to. V'im eino ochel v'shosei mohem. But if the one making the bracha is not eating or drinking with them, af b'dieved lo yotzu, that even b'dieved are not yotze. D'ha birchaso havei levatala, because his bracha is a wasted bracha. Kevan sheino ochel b'atzmo. He's making a bracha, he's not eating, that's a bracha levatala. V'eich yetzu al yado. So how can his friends who are eating be yotze with his bracha? That's not a good bracha. V'afilu onu amen ala bracha. And even if they answer amen on the bracha, it's not going to help. Unless, says the Mishabura, the case is that the reason why the Mevarach did not eat or drink is because of some kind of accident, it was some kind of shogig or some kind of ones. Kigon, for example, Shenishbach HaKos Achar HaBracha, he made a bracha at a kos and the kos spilled. Uchayagav, there was something similar that it wasn't his fault, it was a shogig and ones. The Be'ez HaBracha Lohayil Vatola. In that case, at the time the person made the bracha, it wasn't Levatola. It was actually on an item, then the item got lost. Oz Yotzim Achirim Al Yadu. Then the others who are mechavin to be yotzi can be yotzi, because even though the bracha ended up not being chal on the achila of the one who made the bracha, but lemaisa for him it wasn't a bracha levatala, because an ones happened afterwards. And if you listen to that bracha, you can be yotzi with that other person's bracha, even though he ended up not eating. Sivkotan tezayin. We said that you are yotze bishmiyosan by hearing his bracha shemechavim elav, that you're mechavim to it. V'hu gam ken yechavim lotziyam, and the person who makes the bracha also has to have in mind to be motzi them. U kidul akamei b'siv gimel, like we'll see shortly in siv gimel. Siv koten yudzayin afilu lolyanu amen. This idea that one person is eating and making a bracha and being motzi others who want to eat, so they're yotze with even without answering amen. The kaimulon the shomei kone, because we hold shomei kone that listening to the bracha is like you said the bracha. And therefore, by listening and being mechavin, it's kilu, you made the bracha yourself. All this is talking b'diavad. But the best way, levad mashem mitzvah lanos amin al kol bracha sheshomea miyisrael. This idea that you're yotze without answering amin is only b'diavad. But lechatchila, besides the regular rule that it's a mitzvah to answer amin on any bracha you hear from another member of Klal Yisrael, like we'll see later, kila kamon b'simen reish tezvav. There's a bigger chiyuv to be answering lechatchila amen to a bracha that you are being mechavin to be yotze with. Kedei lahoros, in order to show bepoel actively shemaskim lebirchas haMevarach, that you agree with the bracha that the Mevarach is making. Kasva poskim, the poskim write, im kama anoshim osim mitzvah achas. If a certain amount of people are doing one mitzvah lechatchila she'echad yevarach lekulam. Like we saw before, there is a mitzvah lechatchila that one person should make the bracha on behalf of everyone. The berav am hadras melech. The more people that are joined together in a mitzvah, so the more glory there is to the king, and therefore it's best for one person to make the brachas mitzvah and everyone to listen and be yotzi with his bracha. Va'ayin le'el simin vav b'shari tshuva sevkatan hey. Ubisimin ches sefei uvimishabura ubisimin rei sadi ches ubitfu ashur simin yuntes. And they say that lomaisa, this is not the minhug. The minhug is every person makes his own bracha on his talis when he puts it on. So even though really it should be better for one person to make it for everyone because of Ravam, lomaisa, that is not how we are knowing. I'd like to point out two notes over here. Number one, note number 19. This is going back in the beginning of the Mishabura and Sevkadon Yudzayin, where we said the reason why they don't have to answer Amen, they could be Yotze, is because Shomei Ka'ona, when you hear someone making a bracha, it's Ki'ilu, you made the bracha yourself. So if you look in the second paragraph of note 19, he writes, Uba'ofen she'en ha'mevarech chaya bebracha, in a case, like we discussed before, of the Birchas HaMitzvah, where the one making the bracha to be motzi others is not actually chayev in the bracha, Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, she'en ha'shmir levad maspika, so just listening to such a bracha is not enough. Elotzorach gam she'yana amen. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, in that case, you would have to answer amen. So over here, where it's the Birchas HaNenin, he's eating and I'm eating, so if I hear his bracha, even without amen, so then it's going to be okay. But if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and he's making it just for me, he doesn't need that mitzvah, so the bracha is only for me, then Rabbi Akiva Eger says, you have to actually answer amen. V'nishar b'tzarachin, and he leaves out b'tzarachin. Hagon HaShom HaZaman Arbach writes, she'yitochin she'nochon lahazir es HaShom HaMakach. It makes sense to say that you should warn people who are listening to a bracha that they should know this. V'das Hagon HaChaim Kinyasgi, she'mi'achar she'mishabura lo hevi es dvarav. The fact that the Mishabura does not bring down the Shibik Veger, elu l'inyan ha'gomel, except by Birchas HaGomel, mashma she'eno sover kein. It's mashma the Mishabura doesn't hold this way. Elo sover k'primigodim kan, rather it's mashma the Mishabura is going like the primigodim over here. Shirak le'inyan hagomel, only when it comes to brachas hagomel. Shamavarech einu chayev klal b'davar. There, the one making the bracha is not chayev at all. Whatever saving happened was not to him. So then ma'keves anias hamuchuyev. Then if you're muchuyev, you want to hear his bracha, you want to be yotzei, you want to tap into his bracha, he has really no shaychus to that bracha, then you must answer amen. Ach lo b'mokom shamavarech brachas hamitzvos la'achar shekvar yotza. But not in a case where I'm hearing a brachas hamitzvah from someone else who is ready yotzei his mitzvah. Shebe'etzem muchuyev hu b'mitzvah. He's be'etzem chayv in the mitzvah. He just did the mitzvah. He has more of a shaychus to the bracha, and therefore, in that case, you would not have to answer amen. And the fact that the shibur does not bring the rikveger, it's mashma, he's going like the prima gadim, that by brachas hamitzvah, excluding brachas hagomel, which we'll get to shortly, so then you would not have to answer amen. One more note I'd like to point out over here is note number 20. So again, the Mishabura said that Shomea Ka'ona, it's as if you're making the bracha yourself. Umitam zeh kosav l'el. For this reason we said earlier, she'ein lo lanos baruch hu varuch shemo, that one who is listening to a bracha and he's being yotzei with someone else to Shomea Ka'ona, he should not be answering to that bracha, baruch hu varuch shemo, in the middle of the bracha. Shemeachar she Shomea Ka'ona. Since halach is that hearing it is like saying it yourself, ukaomer habracha baatzmo, it's mamish like you're saying the bracha, yesh baze hefsek babracha. So by saying baruchu vashmo, you'd be masik in the middle of your bracha. Omnam l'inyan dievet, but if one did the wrong thing and he answered baruchu vashmo in a bracha that he's being yotzei with, kosav sham shein lahachmir, so the Mishabura paskins, one does not have to be machmir, can still be yotzei, not like the chayodam that leaves off, b'tzarachian lagabe the bidyevet. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber, Siv Gimel, and finish the Simen. Ein yotze yidei chavaso b'shmias habracha afilu yana amin. One is not yotze his chiyuv with hearing a bracha, even if he answers amin, elu imkein sheshma'a mitchilasa v'ad sofa. Unless, number one, you heard the entire bracha from beginning to end, v'neskaven lotzeis bo yidei chavaso, and the listener was mechaven to be yotze his chiyuv, v'hamavarach neskaven gamkein lotzei yidei chavaso, and the one making the bracha, kavan also to be mostly the one who's listening. So we have three requirements to be yotze the bracha when you hear it from someone else, even if you don't answer amin. Number one is you have to hear the whole bracha, mitchila v'ad sof. Number two, you have to have kavan to be yotze. Number three, the Mevarach has the Kavana to be motzi you. Says the Mishabura Sekotin Yudches, Bishmias, Midasasa Mashma, from the fact that the Mechaber is not Mechalik, it's Mashma, the Akol Brachos Koy, that he's going on all Brachos. The Afilu Brachos Shehim de Rabbanan, even Brachos which are only the Rabbanan, which is the Ruba of Brachos, but ina davka shiachavin lotzei to that mitzvah. It sounds to the Mechaber that you have to have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. Because he says, Elohim kain shesham mitchasav atzofa v'niskavin lotzei spayidei chavaso. So it sounds like even a regular bracha that's the Rabbanan, we need specific kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. V'chein mashma b'reishu tesefei, and it's mashma that way in the Mishavura as well, on the Mechaber in reishu tesefei. V'ayin le'el b'simen sample Mishavura sevkotan yud, ubir alocha sham, ubisimen reisha and Sif Vav Bibialocha Diva Maskal Ukagom. What is this all referring to? So if you look in the back of the Sefer on page 52, he brings down in note 24, Shom Hevi Das HaMagen Avram. There the Mishabura brings down the opinion of the Magen Avram, Shebe Mitzvos de Rabbanon Ein Tzarech Kavana. That when it comes to a Mitzvah de Rabbanon, even though we hold by the Arayis, there's Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, by the Rabbanon, the Magen Avram says, you don't need Kavana. Vekosav Shebe Shulchan Aruch Muchach She'enu Mechalek Bekach. And the Mishabura writes, but from the Shulchan Aruch it's Mashma, it's clear that he's not Mechalek between the Arayis and the Rabbanons, Veshechein Mashma Gam Bebir Agra. It's Mashma that way in the Gra, like the Mechaber, that there's no Chil between the Raisis and the Rabbanon, Mrs. Tzrichas Kavona. Magen Avraham argues, Ule Inyan Dievin, in terms of a Dievin, Im Shoma Bracha Bistama, if one listened to a Bracha Stam, Velo Kivin as a Kavona Hanitzrechas, and he did not have the proper Kavona to be Yotze the Mitzvah with that Bracha, so the Mishabura brings B'Shein the Magen Avraham over there, She'af Lefiya Shulchan Aruch, that even according to the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, you need Kavona, She'pasak She'mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona, still, Lo Yachzor V'Yavarech, you still would not go back. So if you bidyevet did not have the proper kavana for a bracha, the rabbanon, you would not go back. Mipnei shel inyan bracha shetzarach lahaskir shem shemayim, because when it comes to a bracha, to go back means saying Hashem's name again. So yeshlochosh ledeya sever shemisus ein tzrichas kavana. So before we're going to have you go back and say another bracha that might be Not necessary. We have to worry about the shita that holds. This is Ein Tfilas Kavana. According to them, you're Yotze. If you go back and make another bracha, you're saying Hashem's name in vain. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, not only the fi his shita, that you don't need Kavana from Mitzvah the Rabbanan, but even the fi the Mechaber that you do, but the Evid, it would be okay. You would not go back and make another bracha, because otherwise, there is a chash bracha levatel, the fi the one that says you were Yotze, because Mitzvah's Ein Tfilas Kavana. Let's see the last Mishabur announced the Kotan Yutes. So we said you have to listen to the bracha mitchilasa v'atzofa v'hainu gam tevas baruch shabitchilasa. Included in this is you have to hear the first word of the bracha, which is the word baruch, dubo adif mimavarech be'atzmo, because you who are listening are no better than one making the bracha himself, kishem medaleg eza teva me'ikra bracha, that if he leaves off one of the words that's from the main part of the bracha, lo yotze dechavaso, he's not yotze yeschiv. To have a mishanim in batei ashtavu chachamim, because that would be changing from the format that the chachamim set up, and therefore the same way the mevarech must say the word baruch, so too you, the listener, must say the word baruch. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion in Os Chaf, he writes lafuke. This is coming to exclude im lo shama is a teva she'ina meikra bracha v'sharasha. If you did not hear a certain word that was not from the ikra bracha, mistabra di yotza k'mevarech ba'atzmo imedalig. It makes sense that if you missed out on listening to one of the words that's not meikra bracha, you'd be yotze, just like the mevarech. If he misses a word that's not part of the ikra bracha, he's yotze. We'll see more about this in Mitzvah Hashem in the next year. But that concludes Simon Reishud Gimel. And Amir Tzashem, in the next year we will learn the beginning of Simon Reish Yud Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.